Every day on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1-300-872-911.
Well, this was the feature story across the front page of yesterday's Ken's Post. Top line entertainers, Guy Sebastian and the Ten Tenors highlight the 2021 schedule at the soon-to-be-reopened Convention Centre after delays to stage one of a $176 million upgrade. This is stage one. Oh, I see. Overall upgrade was about 40% complete. Okay, stage one. Now, it goes on to say, a Cairns Taipans return to their home court, though, ahead of the NBL season end, is unlikely. In fact, they've been told it's off. You've got to stay down to the snag pit till the end of the season. So that'll be disappointing. Now, it goes on to say, new carpet, sound systems and lighting has been installed at the Premier Function venue, and new air conditioning systems delivering Arctic-like, Arctic-like temperatures. Are ready to go ahead of a jam-packed series of events. Now, later this month, the Australian Banana Industry Congress will be welcomed into the centre, followed by the Ten Tenors. The Ten Tenors, if you've never seen the Ten Tenors, they're wonderful. The Ten Tenors, a professional bull riding event in July, and the Guy Sebastian Truth Tour will take to the stage in November. Now, Convention Centre General Manager Janet Hamilton said control of the building had been taken back from Lendlease construction crews ready for the first event. Next week, it's all coming together at long, long last. She's here somewhere. There she is, Janet Hamilton, who's the General Manager of Cairns Convention Centre. Janet, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This is very exciting news. A whole lot of people have been waiting with bated breath for this news. but obviously, there have been clearly delays. We had a hell of a wet season, etc. Anyway, people are happy to hear this news. Talk to me about the Arctic temperatures, the Arctic-like temperatures.
I'm not sure it's Arctic, but it's a fantastic new chilling system. So, you know, complete upgrade of the air conditioning system. So we're still playing with the temperatures, but it's pretty fabulous and nice and cool. So.
Janet, can you just close your eyes for a moment and step us through this whole new experience? We'll walk in and we'll be all, you know, agog at how much better it is, we're told. Tell us why we'll be so impressed.
I think you'll walk through the door. The things that you'll see are beautiful interior design. It's boarded up to modern contemporary look. So beautiful new carpets, paint, artwork, new furniture. So it just looks modern and contemporary. And we had some clients in yesterday and they were just so blown away by the look of it and the feel of it. So, it looks great. Can't wait to show everyone.
Show it off. Well, tell them to bring a cardigan.
No, we'll be fine by then. We'll be adjusted and lovely and temperate by then. So.
Now, Janet, talk to us about the fact that it does say here it's only 40% complete. And when will it be complete?
So the 40% is the refurb of the existing centre, and obviously the expansion, if you drive around Wall Street at the moment, you'll see it coming out of the ground. So that's the other section of it, and that the expansion will be complete mid-22.
Gee, it's still a long way off, isn't it? I'm amazed by that. So that means the road issues are going to be around till 2022 as well, obviously.
Yeah. But the just to answer your question about what else in the refurb, there's a lot of things you can't see. There's fantastic new technology, state-of-the-art AV, IT. Our kitchens have been upgraded. Our executive chef, Ben, is incredibly thrilled with the new kitchens. We've got new security systems, cameras, building management systems. So there's a, you know, it was a 25-year-old building and now it's brought up to modern, you know, state-of-the-art technology.
Oh, it sounds very, very interesting, very exciting indeed. Come back to capacity. How much bigger will it be when ultimately the whole thing's completed?
Yeah, so when the expansion comes online, it'll be another 10,500 square metres, and that allows us to do, two or three events at the same time. So up until now, we comfortably do one event, but we'll be able to do two conferences or, you know, three smaller conferences, or we can do a concert and a conference. And that's the benefit of this project, because it's about increasing our delegate spend on the ground in Cairns. So when delegates come, they obviously stay in hotels and go to restaurants and spend money in and around the region.
It's funny because when the talk about expansion came up, I remember looking down at the end of Grafton Street, seeing all that open space, and then there's a car park over there at the Harbour Board, etc. And you think, oh, it's going to expand out over that area. But I'm looking down there now, and it hasn't exploded over that area. Where did the expansion all take place?
So it's at the people would know the front of the building, the porte-cochere, and there was a grass hill there that's been taken to street level, and it'll go right to the line of the road on Wharf Street,
right.
And it'll be three levels. And so that level will look all the way over the Trinity Inlet.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons for that angle, because the view will be just spectacular from that top level. So we can do a function up there for 500. There's a large outdoor terrace plus a beautiful banquet space.
So indeed, when we talk about 10,500 extra square metres, that's largely to do with going up rather than out.
Well, three levels, three floor plates. So a ground floor, there's a mezzanine level. The mezzanine level, we can do an exhibition. Mm. We've got exhibition space. We've got room for a large plenary space for 500, and then three new meeting rooms that are flexible. So we can move walls in and out and have different capacities in those rooms.
Mm.
And then you'll go up and escalate it to the top level, to the Trinity room, and be able to see that spectacular scenery.
Now, obviously, bookings are all happening and have been for some time. I'm presuming Australian Banana and Industry Congress will be welcomed, followed by the... Have you seen the 10 Tenors?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
They're fabulous. The 10 Tenors are coming. Then you've got Guy Sebastian and Truth, which is also very popular. Then it says bull riding event. And you think, oh, bull riding in this wonderful new building. But when they open the bookings, people go crazy. It's a really successful event.
It's a fabulous event as well. Mm. You know, we bring all that dirt in and bring the bulls in, and it's such a spectacular event, and people really love it. So that's the flexibility of our venue. We can do medical conferences, and we can go to bull riding. So.
We're talking about a $176 million investment of magnificent artwork and carpets and painting. When we bring the dirt in, and then we bring the bulls in.
But we take the dirt out, and then it's pristine within days. You would never know that there was all that bull riding going on.
Oh, that's funny. Don't go away. Just finally, is there going to be a bit of a party for the opening, a bit of a big celebration or whatever?
I think when we get to the expansion next year, I think that would be on the cards. But we're just getting back into the building and looking forward to welcoming the conferences back and the events and gearing up. We've got a lot of work to still do behind the scenes, commissioning and training and sorting all of that stuff out in the coming weeks. So.
Were you under a bit of pressure from the Taipans fans to open it up before the end of their season?
Oh, I understand. You know, they're passionate, just as we are. We love hosting the Taipans, but, you know, we're gearing up for next season now, and we're going to make it fabulous. We can't wait to welcome them back next year.
Yeah.
Or the end of this year.
Hopefully for a more successful season.
Yes.
It's been a bit disappointing. Janet, this has been an excellent interview. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Lots of interesting information there, and I'm looking out at the building. It was a pretty... What would you say? Inspiring building when it opened. I mean, with the roof lines and everything else when it opened all those years ago back in the Goss government days. But obviously now it's going up another step again. So it's mid-next year till the completion, but they're getting underway with the early stuff, obviously in about 5 minutes' time by the sounds of it. That's Janet Hamilton. She's the General Manager of our Cairns Convention Centre, 14 to 10.